All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Father, thank you for your mercy, your grace. Thank you for the blood of Yeshua that was shed for the remission of our sins. We thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, today we offer the sacrifice of praise. You're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. We shout hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We glorify your name because, Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. We thank you for redeeming us from the hand of the enemy. And Lord, we thank you for loving us enough to send your son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. And I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor in the precious and the mighty name of Jesus. I bind a strong man and I ask that you would send forth your warring angels to push back the forces of darkness over this area and this region. Bind the spirit of unbelief. Bind the spirit of perversion. Bind the spirit of witchcraft. Bind the spirit of lack. Bind the spirit of insufficiency in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, release abundance. Let the angels go forth and bring in refreshing, bring healing, bring deliverance in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for tearing down the strongholds of the enemy in Yeshua's mighty name. I thank you for granting healing, driving out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, I thank you. I pray that your blessing be upon this teaching today. And I vow to give you all the glory and all the honor in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to be with you here today to share the Word of God. To the first-time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. We're living in the last days. Perilous times are here. The return of Yeshua is imminent, saints, and we have to be about the Father's business. I am grateful, as always, to be here. And as I've shared on a couple of previous broadcasts, the enemy came after me very, very hard. I had a stroke. And by the grace of God, I'm still here. It impacted my speech, but by the grace of God, it is improving day by day. And I'm here on the radio, so please keep me in your prayers that I have a full recovery. He's doing everything he can to attack the radio ministry to get me off the air. Donations are basically none, zero. And it takes money to stay on the air, and the radio station has been so gracious to work with me. But if the Spirit of God moves on you to bless us financially, please be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. Please do not delay. Saints, we're in this series, Choose Whom You Will Serve. We've been in this, man, we've been in this, huh? And we're recognizing that we serve a jealous God. And part of the problems and the things that we see in our society today is what is taking place and what is going on. The nation is given over to idol worship, idolatry. And it's caused a breach between us and God. And God wants to tear down these things. And this is a sacred cow. This is the very thing that Satan uses and got Israel in trouble with God, was idol worship and idolatry. And recognizing that America and the world as a whole is walking in idol worship. You know, then they had the stones and the golden calves and all those things like that. But now we have the images that are on social media, Instagram, television, Facebook, pictures everywhere. I mean, the idols that Satan is using are individuals, people. And he has empowered them. He's given them wealth so that they can to attract followers, because Satan, Haleel, desires worship. And he gets that worship through the idols that he has set up and that he has empowered to do these things. And you say, well, what do you mean? He uses celebrities, singers, actors, actresses, and other things. Anything that requires your heart more than loving and serving God, it can become an idol. And in Exodus, we've been in here, that when he came down and he met with the children of Israel, God made a declaration. He says, I am the Lord your God. I am the one who have brought you out of the house of bondage. I am the one that has brought you out of Egypt. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. He says, don't bow down to them. Don't worship them. And don't look at them. Even in religion today, because of Roman Catholicism, there's a false image of Jesus, and that's not him. They have them hanging up in the churches. They got the dove as the Holy Spirit. He's the lion from the tribe of Judah. Yes, he's the lamb. They use a lot of symbolism, but recognizing the fact that God says, you have to just worship me. Don't try to paint a portrait of me. Don't do it. Because it can't be captured. God is so magnificent, so glorious. You can't paint him. You can't put him on a canvas. You can't sculpt an image. And he says, don't do it. And as we were in Exodus chapter 32, the golden calf, we know that he made the declaration that thou shalt not have any other gods. Go with me there. Let's jump into this. And for those of you that were not here last week, I'm in verse number 1. While Moses was up in the mountain seeking God, and I told you this last week, we have an inherent nature to have to, we have to be able to see it, feel it, touch it. And that's what they were exposed to in Egypt. All of these images, calves and frogs and snakes and all of this stuff that was saying, this is the God of this and this is the God of this and this is the God of this, and seeing the practices of the Egyptians, it was sown into them. And God warned them, saying, look, there's some stuff, and I know there's some stuff, but I am not equal to that. I have no equal. And don't compare me to any of this stuff, because I am God. And you need to know that. You need to look to me for everything, because I am your source. And here we see so quickly. Says that when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mountain, oh, it's taking too long. You see, sometimes when God is moving, it takes a little time. And we have to be careful that we don't look to something we can see, feel, and touch. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, up, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him. You see, they were looking to Moses. They had already taken their eyes off of God, even though God says, I'm the one that brought you out of the land of Egypt. So they said, we got to find a replacement, because Moses is gone. So we need something that we can see. And we say, yeah, that's what brought us out. They had already turned their hearts away. The allegiance was already broken. And Aaron said unto the people, now Aaron being the people pleaser, a prophet, God's servant, Break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives and your sons and your daughters, and bring them to me. And all the people break off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool, after he had made it a molten calf. And made the declaration, "These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt." And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made a proclamation and said, "Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord." God help us. How many preachers have become people pleasers and have erected altars to things to get the people to worship? You see, the contemporary church has become a place of entertainment. The people come, not all, the majority, come to be entertained instead of meeting with God, worshiping God. It has become a place of entertainment to where the preachers are entertainers. The praise groups are entertainers. Instead of coming into the place to truly worship the one true and living God, they have set up altars and they worship at those altars of many things. And they rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings, peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. So, hey, they came, they began to spend their money. They were bringing offerings to this false god and worship. You see, many people support these churches and ministries that are preaching false doctrines. And it has led people astray from the word of God and a relationship with God. You see, the people are in relationship with the pastor or the church, or the personality, which is a form of idol worship, instead of being in a relationship with God. People first thing say, well, Pastor so-and-so said this, or Dr. so-and-so said this, or Bishop so-and-so said this. But what does the word of God say? I'll leave that alone. And they rose up, and they began to play. They were doing things. They was having orgies, just acting like heathens. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Go, get thee down, for your people, which ye brought forth out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves." Now, God put the responsibility back on Moses, and recognizing that is a major responsibility to be a pastor of a congregation. You know, I'm glad that I'm not pastoring anymore. I told the Lord if he wanted to use me in that capacity, yay, I would do it. But I'm glad because God holds these pastors responsible, and I think they have forgotten that they have to give an account to God one day, what they've been teaching and preaching to people, and whether or not they have been equipping the people of God. And he says here, "They have corrupted themselves and turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed thereunto, and said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt." God was already on top of it, and the Lord said unto Moses, "I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore leave me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation." He told Moses, he said, "Shut up, Moses, quit talking to me right now. I'm ready to destroy them." He said, "I'll make a nation out of you." That's how great God is. He can take one person and make a nation if he wants to do so. We got to get to the place that we begin to recognize that God is God and that he has no equal. Lucifer, Hillel, is a created being, and he has multitudes that are bowing down and worshiping him and serving him through the systems and the entertainment and all the other stuff to get our eyes and our focus off of worshiping the one true and living God. And Moses, being the intercessor, as I left off last week, he besought the Lord and said, Lord, why are you so angry? Why are you hard against your people, which you brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? You see, Moses, being just a man, didn't know and couldn't see what God was seeing. Because God sees all. God knows all. But we don't. Then Moses began immediately to stand in the gap and intercede for the people, because he had a heart for the people. How many pastors actually have a heart for the people, that they are crying out to God for the people because they don't know how the people are living? But God does. That's why preachers have to spend time in prayer seeking God for their congregations, to know the temperature of their congregations and to know what their people are dealing and struggling with. When I was a pastor, I'd prepare my message and I'd get to the service and I'm in the room, you know, chilling. God would change my message. And I would just go with it. And the Holy Spirit would move and bless. And people would come up after service and they'd say, thank you, that was for me. Strangers, that was for me. You see. And he began to remind God of what his covenant was with Israel. And say, wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out, to slay them in the mountains, to consume them from the face of the earth, to turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants, to whom you swear by thine own self and said unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And he says, you see, sometimes we have to remind God, Lord, your word said this. Lord, you said you would do this. Lord, this said. And Lord said, okay, I'm not going to do it. The Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. And Moses turned and went down from the mount. And the two tables of testimony were in his hand. The tables were written on both their sides. On the one side and on the other side they were written. And the tables were the work of God. And the writing was the writing of God graving upon the tables. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people, and they shouted, he said unto Moses, there is a noise of war in the camp. So Joshua didn't know either what was going on, what was taking place. And he said, it is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. And it came to pass, as soon as he came nigh unto the camp, that he saw the calf. You see, you have to have awareness of the calf, of the idol. You have to ask God to open up your eyes that you might be able to see what is causing the problem. And he saw the calf. And immediately he knew that they had violated God's instruction. And the dancing. Then Moses' anger waxed hot. And he cast the tables out of his hands and break them beneath the mount. So he was up there talking to God. God got hot. Now Moses, when he saw it, he got hot. You see, the enemy has blinded our leadership to the calves that have been erected and the altars that have been worshipped and bow down to him. And he took the calf which they had made, and he burned it in fire, and ground it to powder, and he strewed it upon the water, and made the children of Israel drink of it. And Moses said unto Aaron, what did this people unto you that thou brought? What did they do? How did they get you to do this? And Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. You know the people, that they are set on mischief. For they said unto, make us gods which shall go before us,
For as is Moses, the man that brought us out of the land of Egypt, we don't know where it's come. We don't know what has happened to him. And I said unto them, well, whosoever hath any gold, let him break it off. So they gave it to me, and I cast it into the fire, and look, man, this calf just showed up.
Oh, man, no accountability, no responsibility. He said the people wanted it.
And many preachers today in the contemporary churches, and a lot of these mega churches, they've taken surveys and they did all this stuff and what have you. And how can we make our church user friendly? And how can we attract more people instead of relying on the presence and the power of God to bring the people in? They came up with marketing strategies and we're going to do this and we're going to change our language and we're going to do this and going to do that. And then here it is. The calf. It showed up. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies. Then Moses said unto the camp, and he said, who is on the Lord's side? Let them come unto me, and all the sons of Levi gather together themselves unto them. And he said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, put man his sword by his side, and go in and out from the gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. Judgment. And the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. For Moses had said, consecrate yourselves today unto the Lord, and every man his son and upon his brother, they may bestow upon them a blessing this day. And it came unto pass on the morrow that Moses said unto the people, you have sinned a great sin, and now I will go up to the Lord. Peradventure, I will make an atonement for your sin. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, oh, this people have sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if you will forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book, which I have written. Intercession. And the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Therefore now go and lead the people unto the place of which I have spoken unto thee. Behold, my angel shall go before you, and nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit the sin upon him. And the Lord plagued the people because they made the calf which Aaron had made. You see, when Jesus died for us on the cross at Calvary, saints, it was to be the intercessor, to be the mediator. He is now our heavenly intercessor, interceding for us now. When his blood was shed, it was shed for the remission of our sins, that we might be forgiven, and that our fellowship that had been broken is restored back to God. And when we plead the blood of Jesus, we are restored, and we can come back into the presence of God and be forgiven if we confess and repent. Saints, I can't finish this today. Pray for me here at Straightway Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. I need your financial support. The Spirit of God, you know, to bless us. Please be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The Bible commands you that he will bless you. Know that Yeshua is Lord. His return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.